The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. Well, amidst all the chat of big wages for footballers, as it's emerged that Rooney will be on 300 grand a week, we're back to the big stuff this week where players arguably deserve it. The Champions League is back and we've got some great games. Man City versus Barcelona, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, and we'll look at Bayer Leverkusen, PSG and AC Milan, Atletico Madrid as well, plus the Europa League in the company of Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern. Morning, chaps.
Good morning.
Good to have this back round again. We'll start, and what a way to start, with Manchester City versus Barcelona. The odds: Manchester City are 15-8 to win this tie at home. The draw is 11-5. Barcelona are 6-4. You can already bet on the to qualify prices to get through the two-legged tie. City 11-8. Barcelona 8-15. Plenty of other markets on this game as well. As far as the form goes, Ron, Barcelona top of the tree, but La Liga is brilliant this season. Anyone who hasn't been watching it, all three teams, Barcelona, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, tied on 60 points. Goal differences, plus 43 for Atletico, plus 44 for Real, and plus 52 for Barcelona. Which, you know, from Man City's point of view, I mean, they're involved in an equally good tussle at the top of the Premier League, but it's not quite as tight as that. Not good news in a way, because Barcelona are on it at the moment, aren't they? They haven't lost in four. They've had a bit of a strange season, and just put six past Rayo Vallecano at the weekend, with Messi grabbing a couple as well. People are saying Barcelona aren't the team they were on, but they're still scoring plenty of goals.
Yeah. I mean, they are a terrific side. I mean, everybody's thinking about the last year's drubbing they got from Munich, and they tend to sort of think that they're on the wane. What I did notice, though, an interesting stat: have they only won once in about the last eight times in England?
Yeah, one victory. They haven't won in their last five visits to England.
I mean, possibly the only victory might have been at Wembley, mightn't it?
They won 1-0 at Liverpool about six or seven seasons ago, but we still went out on away goals. Liverpool, yeah. Remember that was it the Craig Bellamy golf club celebration?
Was
over
that
there?
The one?
I think that was that one. Yeah.
I was surprised how poor a record they've got. Mm. Not only, I would think actually the record for a team as great as they are, their away record is probably not that great anywhere.
Well,
actually,
if you look at the last nine away games in the Champions League, so that's going back to, like, you know, 2012, late 2012. You're looking at they lost at Celtic, lost at Milan, drew in PSG, the Bayern game, obviously, drew at Milan and lost to Ajax. So they've only got three wins in that run, and that was at Celtic and in 2013, at Spartak Moscow and at Benfica. And then you go back, you know, and then before that, when they were really good, you know, everywhere pretty much, the Chelsea loss, the Arsenal loss, draw at Arsenal, as we're mentioning, draw at Chelsea, and you go back to losing to Man U 1-0.
It's an amazing record for somebody that's been the dominant force since about the last 6-7 years, isn't it?
Really? Why would it be? I mean, the English thing, the speed of the game, or the pressing that English
no, whether it's do? The way they play gives the opposition more chance, they probably get more play at home. Because, I mean, there is a suggestion that the best way to get at Barcelona, I always think the best way to get at Barcelona is not try and outpass them in midfield. Mm. I think you've got to hit your front players and get their midfield players running back to their own goal a bit more. And maybe in the home matches, teams have been a bit more adventurous and carried the fight a little bit more. And, if you look at their back line, I mean, they play a risky system anyway, the three at the back. And when I say three at the back, one central and two wide, and ask them to bomb on as well, like, don't they? You know, I think that's one of the things that maybe when teams play at home, they do go at them a little bit more. Whereas in the new camp, they just seem to get penned in their own half of the field, and it's pass, and then the little man does a trick.
Easy, isn't it?
Oh, by the way, there's a great article in... I think it's the Mail today. I think it's the Mail. And our little man, our man from San Isidro, gets a big mention, Pedro, and his old man, the who puts the petrol in, the petrol attendant up the road from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's a big star. He struts around the petrol station.
Like the big man.
He's a big star, he is.
Superb.
Yeah. On this one, I got a fancy... I'd be more convinced if they were starting with Negredo and
Aguero. Yeah.
And Aguero.
Mm. Yeah. No Aguero, no Nastasic.
He's not an out. Fernandinho.
Is Aguero definitely out, by the way?
No. I think he might be on the bench.
Well, yeah, I mean, everywhere that's reporting it this morning says he won't be in the starting lineup, so he can't be fit enough. You know, he's obviously not fit enough. Is he? I mean, one thing, Ron, you said before the Chelsea game, or just in general, you said that you'd play Lescott at the back every day, every time you could. Yeah. And to be fair, he didn't put a foot wrong, did he, against Chelsea this time round? He was excellent.
Well, I mean, particularly against the English teams, I would, because, you know, if you need a centre-half that heads it and can put his body on the line, you might be needed. Maybe against slick continental-type teams, it may be an advantage sometimes to play with the other type of defender.
Mm.
But certainly, I mean, looking at the other defenders, I mean, I don't fancy them anyway. I actually think... See, he don't convince me, Derek Dzeko, you know. He don't convince me at all. Not the level you need to be convinced of.
Yeah.
So I think they've got to have Negredo in. I just think, I got a fancy City might beat them, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I got a feeling for City. I suppose on that basis, you might have to look, is City a better result or a draw?
Mm.
What's the best price?
The best price is the draw, just over 2-1. The City are under 2-1, 15-8 and 11-5.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised City are that. I thought City might have been slightly better odds.
Mm.
But I think I might be tempted to go for a draw.
Mm, yeah. Keeping that clean sheet, Derek, is so crucial at this stage, isn't it? You know, not letting Barcelona have an away goal is massive going into this next... do you think that will lead Man City to play a more cautious way than they would do normally?
Well, that's not their strength, though, is it?
No, not at all.
Isn't, you know, when they try to do that, they
were a lot more solid against Chelsea. I mean, I'm not saying they never parked the bus or anything like that, but they were more solid against Chelsea, weren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was a sort of, it was basically smacking Chelsea's backside, that, you know, after what happened a couple of weeks ago. I thought that was a really impressive performance. Okay, you could argue that Chelsea weren't really 100% at it, but still, you know, City did what they had to do.
Who was your man of the match?
I thought they all played pretty. I don't think he was a standout performer. Well, you've obviously got a man in line.
Oh, I thought David Silva was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And he went missing a bit in the other game, didn't he? So.
Yeah, but I thought in this one, I'll tell you what, all the cute little balls he plays through and round and whatever, terrific. But I tell you what, I was surprised how much he got himself involved when he hadn't got the ball.
Yeah.
When even Toure did a bit of that, but I thought Silva was terrifically impressive, me. And the other one who hardly gets a mention, I thought a smashing game, was Milner.
Yeah, he's very unfashionable, Milner, isn't he? But he does a job. It's interesting, just to go off a slight tangent, I was thinking about the game, the City-Chelsea game, given what happened. And when you think about it, those games, it's fairly predictable that the other team will win them in a way. You know, just from the mental point of view, all that fuss that was made of how Chelsea had prepared for 2 or 3 days and looked at it, there's no way they would have prepared again the same for that game. They just couldn't. They would have thought there's no need to. And you think how much that would hurt champion players and, you know, top international players like City's players. They have to have the psychological advantage, don't you? Just for future kind of betting purposes. Yeah. I can see why people in the end went for City. I can see why they did well.
And we should have done, and none of us mentioned it. I think I half touched on it about, do good teams beat another good team twice in succession like that? Somebody should have put a double up, you know, really, Liverpool. Sorry. Arsenal and Man City, shouldn't they, really?
Yeah, really. Because, I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot more desire, in a sense, from the team who've been beaten. Just even if it's an edge, even if it's a slight edge, that's enough at the top level, isn't it, I suppose? Back to this game, Derek. I've interrupted you massively.
I can't believe the City are so big. 2-1. I mean, the reason Ron and Robbie were going on at Chelsea with a big price, I think 5-2 at the weekend, but City were odds against at home. And they're almost 2-1 at home here against the side who have lost their lustre, haven't they? You know, this best side in Europe, and then you get battered 7-0 by Bayern Munich. The team, now, by the way, that City went, on whose soil City went and won earlier in the season in December. If someone was to say, like, who's the best side in Europe right now, I would probably vote City. And the 2-1 at home to Barcelona, I think it's a fantastic price, especially when you throw in Barca's terrible record in England, their terrible away record, the fact that most of City's players know everything about Barca anyway, including the manager. Barca lost 2-0 at AC Milan at this stage last season. I don't think there's anything to fear for City here. I think there's a fantastic price.
Yeah. A few little stats kicking around there. City's games are the most prolific in the Champions League this season, producing 28 goals, 18 for and 10 against. The last three games alone have contained 18 goals in them on the round. Six, an average of six a game there. Barcelona have only won one of their last eight games in the knockout stage of the Champions League. 4-0 v AC Milan in the last season's last 16 stage, which maybe is a sign of, you know, the slightly
no,
on the
sorry,
way.
Say that again. I think you might... Only won one of the last eight away games.
No, I've only won one of their last eight games in the knockout stage of the Champions League, 4-0.
Well, that
against,
can't be right, can it?
No, that doesn't sound right to me either.
They won it 2 years ago.
They lost to Bayern, obviously lost two to Bayern, didn't they?
Yeah.
They drew against PSG on both games, didn't win either of those, but went through on away goals.
They did that against Chelsea, didn't they? The last kick in the Iniesta, wasn't it? When they won it the year, they won it 2-11.
Yes, so they lost to Chelsea. Yeah, they lost to Chelsea, and then did they get... I can't be right.
I thought it was a 1-0 draw, didn't
it? 2-2 draw, wasn't it?
Remember Drogba should have had about five penalties.
Yeah.
The Norwegian referee was a drunk or something.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, they lost to Chelsea, and then only drew with them at home, 2-2, and when Torres got the last-minute equaliser.
That's incredible.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That is an incredible stat. Well,
I'm pleased I was right.
Yeah, I know. City 15 to 10, City 11 to 8 to qualify as well. In my eyes, they are fantastic bets.
Yeah. It's just too big, isn't it? It looks too big.
I think City will win this one, but to go through, I think they've got to keep a clean sheet, haven't they?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
To go through, I would guess. I'm not sure they'll keep a clean sheet. I think if it's a City win, it's going to be like a 2-1 or something like that.
City, the only team to score, is 9-2. Obviously, you can just to keep a clean sheet, City. 16-5 to keep a clean sheet. I mean, it's unlikely, isn't it? But you know, it's
well, they were 5-1 to
it's
keep
a big price.
No, sorry, that was Chelsea. Yeah, it was 16-5 to keep it.
The only team who Barcelona failed to score against Bayern, obviously away from home, failed to score against Milan.
A bit. Then what? City to win to nothing.
City to win to nil is 9-2.
Like
quite big prices, aren't they?
Yeah. your Oscar Palace have got it wrong here. City should be favourites. I'm adamant. City should be favourites to win this game.
Intriguing one. Some of the goal scorer prices. Aguero, should he play? 6-5, unlikely though. Negredo, 5-4. Negredo's got a good record, by the way, in the Champions League this season. He's especially... recently scored five goals in the three home games. He's a bit of a home goal scorer, isn't he, Greeno? But 5-3 at home so far. So it might be worth a look at him. Dzeko, 7-4. Torre, 11-4. Not bad.
What about Nasri?
Nasri is priced up at 4-1 any time. Then on the other side of things, not often you get Messi at around even money market. 10-11 he is to score a goal. Fabregas 100-30, Pedro, the man we've mentioned, 100-30 as well, and you get to like 5-6-1 for the wonderful midfielders that they've got as well. Sanchez 2-1, by the way, and Neymar 9-4. intriguing match, isn't it?
He hasn't quite done it, has he, Neymar?
When you hear people say what he looks like in training,
he's
absolutely phenomenal. Apparently, the things he can do on the training pitch. But you wonder how he'll take to the kind of the Premier League style.
Yeah,
I guess because it's quite different, Ron, isn't it? If people don't watch the La Liga, there's quite a big difference between the style of Premier League and La Liga, isn't there? Pace to it.
You can imagine as well. I'll tell you what. Who stands out for me in the City in this game would be Zabaleta.
I
think he might be putting some reducers in.
Yes.
And you know, Neymar has a tendency when he plays to play on that side of the field.
Yeah.
Got him back in on his right foot. He might get a few wallops early on.
So,
out of all those prices you've suggested, do you know what I'd be inclined to go if City win? Somehow or other, I think Barca will score, but the best price is City to win to nothing, isn't it?
It does look a big price at 9-2.
Yeah. I mean, if you fancy them to win, you wouldn't rule that out as a possibility, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't, no. I mean, the other way of playing it, though, Derek, if you want to be even a bit cuter, because 3-0 would be going right off the edge, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
1-0 is 11-1, 2-0 is 16-1. You can Dutch those together, Derek, and still get a better price
those are things I'd be looking at if teams were odds on to win, but City are 2-1 to win almost.
You're just happy with that?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. The other game on Tuesday night sees Bayer Leverkusen take on PSG. Bayer Leverkusen are priced up at 23-10. It's 21-10 the draw, and PSG are priced about 13-10. PSG, top of the French division by 5 points. Won 3-0 on Valentine's Day. Yes, he did score, if you didn't know the result. As for Bayer Leverkusen, well, they're second in the Bundesliga, a mile off Bayern Munich and a point ahead of Borussia Dortmund. The form's got on the blink a little bit in the last five or six games. Lost 4 and won 2 in the Bundesliga. In all competitions, they dropped out of the cup as well, but, losing to Kaiserslautern in extra time. By Leverkusen, Derek, flattered a little bit, didn't they? I mean, of the three German teams, you would say they're the worst ones in the Champions League, I guess. Most people would.
Well, I can't get out of my mind that match in, I think it was December.
You know,
Leverkusen 0, Man United 5.
Crazy. Right. When you look at that in the whole season, it looks a shocker, doesn't it?
It's the more you look at it, the worse it gets. And they were atrocious that night. I mean, I mentioned a couple of things here which you wouldn't broadcast. It just seemed a very odd performance, that one. I just don't see how... It's Sammy Hupia's team, isn't it, against Laurent Blanc's team, a bit about Man United, old Man United-Liverpool rivalry. But it's interesting, you know, when I was reading the background to this game, and when the draw was made, apparently, it's not something that you see here footballers often admit, but the Paris Saint-Germain players were sort of made up. They couldn't, you know, whatever the French did, chuffed is.
Yeah.
They couldn't, you know, they felt, well, it's a bye, basically. And, you know, you look at the goals they scored in away games this season, 4-1 at Olympiacos, 5-0 at Anderlecht. You know, they look full of goals. They look a different class to me than Bayer Leverkusen. Mm. I fancy Paris big time here.
Yeah, I must admit, I would. I always get the impression, even going back, I can remember going there with Liverpool when they played there, when United played there. There's always some... Leverkusen, to me, always seem to... Through a club, you know, clubs have certain DNAs.
Yeah.
They always seem to me to be flimsy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he's somebody, I remember going there a lot of times, Derek, when he was playing from Berbatov, and I thought he summed so much of the club.
That's right, yeah, exactly.
Although Balak was playing, he was quite decent there, but yeah. I wouldn't argue, I'd go for PSG.
Yeah, Ibrahimovic is 10-11 to score in this one, by the way, which obviously a bit like the Messi price, isn't it? You know, two world-class players at backable prices for any time, especially when you get them on free kicks or whatever you want. You'd be on PSG as well then, Derek, at 13-10.
Yeah, but
again, it looks like it's an attractive price, isn't it?
They're
for
all
a team.
Attractive prices in that match, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and you know they score in every single game they play at the minute. They scored in each of the last 14 Champions League games, PSG. Last time they failed to find...
Is he Cavani?
I think he might be injured, actually. Because he scored in each of the last... Cavani scored in each of the last three away games that they've played in. Not a bad side, have they, PSG? A lot of people's thoughts about maybe they could be an outsider for the whole thing.
Well, it means to see how Johan Cabaye will be playing in this as well, won't he?
Yeah,
he'll be interested to see him.
On Wednesday night, Arsenal play Bayern Munich. Arsenal are 19-5. The draw is 13-5. And Bayern Munich are priced up at 3-4. So odds on going to...
Nearly 4-1.
Yeah. Big price, isn't it? On the face of it, anyway, 19-5. Arsenal, of course, second in the Premier League, a point behind Chelsea, winning the FA Cup at the weekend, with a little bit of help from the ref, maybe. Bayern just steamroller everyone, basically. The only game that they've lost, in a competitive game that they've lost, since the Super Cup against Borussia Dortmund, which was in the July 2013, was the game against City. Yeah, I mean, they barely even draw on. I mean, it's just crazy. They drew against Bayer Leverkusen in the Bundesliga in October.
Yeah.
And they drew against Freiburg in the Bundesliga in August. And that they're their only two draws since that Super Cup. I mean, it's ridiculous when you look at their
results. Well, it is. And if
there's sevens in there, there's eights, there's fives, there's fours.
Yeah,
everywhere.
if you look at what you call its record, Arsenal's against German sides over the last two or three years, it's not good, is it? Schalke went and did them. Bayern did them there, didn't they?
That's right, yeah.
But and they Borussia did win. Dortmund. I mean, a lot of their confidence and whatever came from going out to winning in Bayern.
Aaron, you've often mentioned that result, and I watched that game. Bayern, until he realised it, oh dear, we might be going out here. He didn't try a leg, Bayern. It was,
I know what you're saying there. It was a suggestion that once he got to 2-0, they may have thought, oh, hang on. But once again, I think it's that funny scoreline, that stick or bust position. Very often, I've been in that situation myself a couple of times where you go away and get a great score draw, and then you come back and think, well, and you sense the players are not sure whether they go out and try and kill the game off or hang on for like a low score or no score draw. And I call it stick or bust. Sometimes when you know what you have to do, you can go and do it. But sometimes that little bit in your mind when you're half held back. And that may well have been the Bayern thing that night. But certainly when they got to 2-0, I think they had a shock and thought, hang on a bit.
They might
have a problem here.
Well, you know those results you were talking about, Lee, in Germany, in the Bundesliga? I mean, it's translated in Europe as well, isn't it? Until they lost at home to City in that game we mentioned, they'd won 10 straight games in the Champions League. Mm. They won, including 3-1 at Arsenal last season, by the way.
And there's goals in them. 3-1, 5-0.
7-0 over an aggregate for Barcelona.
You know what, Derek? I mean, I think I'm a big supporter of the Arsenal, and I've chanted their cause for a while. But just recently, they look to me to have gone off the boil a little bit. I weren't over-impressed with their performance yesterday, to be fair.
Ron, I thought they looked like... If someone said that's Stoke against Liverpool...
Must admit, I was disappointed. All right, the kid up front, I mean, he looked like the coach driver.
Oh, my God, he's a poor man's David Ngoe, that one, isn't it? Oh, Where has he got him from?
I'll tell you what. Well, he came on a free, didn't he?
Oh.
And he was
robbed.
Do you hear the commentary team? And I'm going,
Ron, I cannot believe what I was hearing.
Do you know what he looked like? Because I was there the day before to see the other dumpling. he looked like Zigic with a bit of pace.
Yeah, he was so out of his depth. Remember that player Souness supposed to be put up for Southampton? He was like a cousin of George Weah or something. It was a bit like him, Jim will fix it type.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. But he won't be seen again in an Arsenal shirt.
No. In all fairness, I thought, what am I watching here?
Yeah.
But they were extolling his virtues, weren't they?
I know. They haven't got a clue. Andy Gray as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he doing?
No, I think they're being kind to the kid, actually, because you look at him and go, is he a Dumbo?
Yeah.
That used to be one of my sayings. Oh, they would come one short and they're playing the coach driver.
Andy Gray's voice has gone down about five octaves as well, by the way.
It took me a while to think, is that Andy Gray?
It was growling his co-commentary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Strange hearing Andy Gray on the telly, actually, isn't it? When you don't watch BT Sport all the time, I was like taken aback a little bit by it.
Well, get back to this game. You know what, Lee? I looked at this and I thought, Bayern are absolute certainties here because Arsenal, they're waiting to be given another good hide in Arsenal. They should have, I mean, unless you got Howard Webber's ref, they'll lose this game. But I can't believe, 4-1 Arsenal at home. Normally you think, geez, what a price, but it's Bayern, isn't it? You know what, we know all about the results they're winning. And take from this what you will. But you know when I'm previewing the game and I looked at the UEFA stats in this competition, and Arsenal have had 47 attempts on goal this season in the Champions League matches. Bayern Munich have had 115, and that's despite having City in their group in two of those six matches. It might mean nothing, that, but it's something, isn't it? I think Bayern are certainties. I'll be backing them at any price.
Yeah, I mean, all the stats are kind of Bayern have won the last five Champions League games in knockout stages, scoring 13 goals and only conceding one. Won the last seven Champions League games played outside the Allianz Arena. Like you say, most shots on target, 54. That's 35 more than Arsenal. That's just on target, not just the stats that Derek's just listed.
Yeah. But you know what?
Ian Robinson firing the Champions League.
How often would you ever get Arsenal almost 5-1 in it?
Yeah. Nearly 4-1. You'd never get it, Ron. I mean, that's the thing. They've changed a little bit. They've actually gone out in the last half hour. They weren't doing that. I think they were 18-5 a moment ago, and Bayern were 4-5. Yeah, I know what you're saying. There must come a time when you think Arsenal have to be back, but...
You know, if it was even Steven, if they were both playing, you'd have to have Bayern every time. And I suppose that's the logic for saying, well, if it's even money, you still fancy them to win. But looking at 4-1 Arsenal at home, knowing they can win, I mean, it's not beyond the realms. The odds are more likely that... Bayern would win it, but Arsenal are definitely in with a chance. Ooh, I don't know, three Germans in the side, or one. Well, the one might be he might be Bayern's best player, one of the Germans.
You do go back to that. You know, we said before the weekend. I mean, Liverpool scored against them, but the home record defensively has been absolutely. Bayern Munich.
I don't know how they get away with it. That's the first goal they've conceded
since the Delafu one against Everton.
Yeah.
And that was the first one since just before Halloween, as we said. Now it's the same as City. Arsenal must ensure that they don't concede here because they're not going to outscore Bayern Munich in the Allianz Arena. You wouldn't have thought if Bayern Munich are on form as they are most of the time. 9-2 to keep a clean sheet?
No, but keep a clean sheet the first 5 minutes, maybe. Bayern were 2-0 up in about 10 minutes last season in this fixture. Yeah. On the same night as well, wasn't it? This
better defensively
week.
This year, though, aren't they?
As Ron says, it's inexplicable. Yeah. It's absurd.
But it's a fact still, though, isn't it?
Well, I know, but I don't know how. I don't know how.
And it is Bayern. I mean,
Liverpool could have scored 10 yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, I look at Arsenal. I was texting an Arsenal fan, a mate of mine, during the game, and I do not see an Arsenal player that anybody could be scared of in the squad. There's nothing to be scared of, is there, in that team?
I think that's a bit harsh. I think they've got some very good players that maybe are not playing at the top. I actually thought the kid. I was surprised they took him off. Actually, I thought Chamberlain was playing well. And I noticed he got a lot of good reports. I thought he was a threat. And I thought on the last game against Man U, when he came on, they were more effective because he can drive a bit. They're definitely missing Ramsey. Definitely missing Ramsey big time. Somebody can go. And I think they're missing Wiltshire as well. I know Derek's got an observation on it, but I think people that can drive from the middle of the park, particularly with them only having one striker.
Yeah.
They played that one yesterday, but I'm going to back Arsenal. I'm going to go for the Arsenal at the odds.
Right, 4-1. Yeah, 19-5. The price there. I was just talking about Arsenal keeping a clean sheet. Bayern Munich haven't drawn a blank away from home since April 2012 in a competitive game.
That's amazing.
That is crazy, isn't it? It was against Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga in April 2012. Wow.
But you know what?
Crazy record that, isn't it?
You know what?
Last team to keep Bayern Munich to a clean sheet anywhere?
That'll be Arsenal.
Yep. Yeah. They could bookend that little record.
You know, it is amazing to get these results back because you look down at their list of players and you think, yeah, tidy. But there's no one you think, wow, what a player. You know what I mean? There's not a Messi name.
Schweinsteiger,
Lahm, they're top range. Yeah, they could play in any team in Europe, those for a start.
But they haven't got a Ronaldo or a Messi, I guess is what you're saying.
Funnily enough, the centre forwards are the ones that I'm never quite sure about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not about. I know what you mean though, Derek. When you look down at quality players, but no one who's who lights it up. I mean, I suppose Robin's the closest.
But he's injured, isn't he, Ribery?
Yeah.
Ribery.
But even injured.
I think he is out, isn't he?
And obviously they've got Pep Guardiola pulling the strings, haven't they? Which is it's a pretty big thing. So we're going Arsenal on the odds then, Ron, and
going Arsenal on the odds. Yeah,
you're going mortgage job and buying, Derek.
Yeah, definitely.
Please bet responsibly. The final Champions League game we'll have a look at is AC Milan versus Atletico Madrid. This one's on Wednesday night as well. 5-2 Milan, 2-1 the draw, and 5-4 for Atletico Madrid.
Milan.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah,
I know they're not very good, but I mean,
the ninth in Serie A. Atletico, one of those three teams that we mentioned vying for top spot in La Liga. They had a brilliant season. They've maybe just hit the rocks a little bit. They lost 3-0 to Real Madrid in the Copa del Rey, and then they lost 2-0 to Almeria away in the La Liga, which is obviously a bad result. And then they got beat in the reverse fixture, so we're beaten 5-0 by Real over on aggregate. Ronaldo got a couple of penalties in that game, but they've just beaten Real Valladolid 3-0 run.
I actually think they'll win the European Cup,
Atletico.
Real Madrid. Atletico in San Siro at 5. Once again, I think Atletico are the better team. I think the manager's a terrific manager, Simeone. But I think, in a home match, I think 5-2 for AC Milan in their own stadium is quite decent odds again.
Mm. That home record worries you, though. I mean, they've only beaten they've lost one Champions League match. Overall, the Champions League form hasn't been particularly great. Went away. The two wins this season's competition was the 3-0 win in Celtic at Celtic and the 2-0 win at home to Celtic. Also beat PSV 3-0 at home, they've drawn or lost the rest. What do you reckon, Derek?
Three successive exits in the Champions League against Spanish opponents as well, Milan. Although, you could run it to bump up Ron's theory. They beat Barcelona at this stage in Milan last season, 2-0, before going out. But that was the only one of their last eight home matches against Spanish teams that they've won. I mean, there's something about Spanish teams that Milan don't like. They're a shadow of what they used to be, reinforced by the fact they've just signed Adel Taarabt from QPR.
That's amazing.
What's going on there?
Amazing signing.
You've got Balotelli there, another Dimitar Berbatov in my eyes. Atletico beat Inter Milan, didn't he? 2-0 in the Super Cup final about two or three seasons ago, and Inter are definitely a better team than AC Milan. I'm going to go for Atletico here. I mean, if this was Real Madrid or Barcelona going here, you'd be getting odds on. And Madrid at the moment, Atletico rather, at the moment, are the equal of those two sides, and the 5-4, I think they'll win. I'm going to go for the Spaniards.
Obviously, they've got Balotelli in the ranks, and if you saw the goal that you scored last time out, which was an absolute belter. They beat Bologna by a 2-0, and it was his goal that separated in the 86th minute. It was a fantastic strike. If anyone hasn't seen it, I'll try and have a look at it. There's no backlift, miles out, and just absolutely whacks it into the far top corner. Ron, you're going to go with the odds again?
I'll go with the odds.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I can understand that. Let's have a look at the Europa League matches. Just the two English clubs who are in action. One Welsh club, of course. Tottenham are away at Dnipro in the Europa League. Dnipro are 17-10. The draw is 11-5. And Tottenham are priced up at 29-20. Tottenham are the second favourites to win the whole competition, which maybe under AVB you'd have thought, yeah, you can see why he'd go for it. Obviously, it's a new experience for the new management team there, but could do it winning something to keep in the job if the rumours are to be believed. They've been great in the Europa League so far, Derek, haven't they, Tottenham?
Well, yeah, they've met no one, though, have they?
No, but they've won every game they've played.
But without getting out of second gear.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And no Defoe on a Thursday night anymore.
No, doesn't seem like no. They're a normal money spinner. He's off to Toronto now.
Soldado enjoyed this competition, though. I mean, he's not enjoyed much else, has he? He's got a hat-trick in the win over Angie last time they played in the competition. So, you know, he needs to get some goals from somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, the age-old problem for Eastern European sides is writ large here for Dnipro. I was looking at a stat. They've never won it in 10 European fixtures in the spring. You know, they're coming back from a midwinter break, aren't they? This is generally their first competitive football.
It is their first one.
Well, since late November, early December.
Just been playing friendlies.
Exactly. I mean, it's no preparation, is it? And, you know, in my eyes, if Tottenham are at it in this game, well, they'll win. I don't think they've got anything to be scared of. Both sides lost to Basel, interestingly, last season in in this competition. Both eliminated by Basel, though Spurs drew both games. I just think because of that midwinter break and the fact that they're not that clever anyway, Dnipro have to be opposed here. Spurs for me.
That Basel defeat was this time last year, so that it was the first game after the winter break. They lost 2-0 in Switzerland and drew 1-1 in the return fixture. Late goals for that one. It's a fair assumption to make, isn't it, Ron? You know, you're coming back, you know, off that winter break, all the kind of cliches that go with that, and the fact that the players won't quite be, you know, a competitive edge.
Didn't we say that though? I think Tottenham will win it. Don't get me wrong, but didn't we say? Am I thinking back to the last time we were talking about one of the Russian type teams that came back and had a great result?
Yeah, there's always. I think was it Moscow against Man United once?
Somewhere at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, we said they'd be coming back and wouldn't be up for it, and there was.
Yeah, there's always going to be one exception. Yeah. Did you mention the Wande Ramos link, by the way?
No, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I see his quotes that his budget is about the same as one of Tottenham's players.
I wouldn't be surprised. He won the competition, didn't he, Ramos, with Seville twice?
He won it twice in the bounce, yeah.
And then he went to Tottenham and was absolutely appalling.
Well, he still won their last only trophy in the last 15 years.
That's right, yeah, the League Cup, yeah, you're right.
That's what he said. He won 6 trophies in 2 years and then got binned.
Dnipro, by the way, have only lost one of the last 8 home games in Europa League. That was against Fiorentina this season. 1-5, drawn twice. Spurs have only lost once in the last 10 away games. That was at Inter Milan in the last 16 last season. 1-4 and drawn 5. So, I mean, could you make a case for the draw there, Ron? 11-5? Tottenham getting away goal and take them back to White Hart Lane?
I don't think Tottenham will get beaten. So I would think the odds would sway you on that one.
29-20 for Tottenham to win, 11-5 the draw, and 17-10 the price for Dnipro. To qualify prices, Tottenham are 1-4, so that pretty much tells you everything.
I'll probably go the draw on the odds.
Because no other way of playing it. Draw no bet is 8-11. So if Tottenham win, you get paid out 8-11. Mm. But if they draw, you get your money back. Derek, you're going?
Tottenham big time. I think there's some tidy bets on the coupon this week. I might not be speaking to you next week. I might be sunning myself.
Swansea, you've got a bit of a mountain to climb, and maybe you could argue that they'd be better off out of this competition now with things to with bigger fish to fry, and might just get their way. Napoli are 6-4 to win this tie in Swansea, 15-8 the home team, and 11-5 the price for the draw. I wonder how they'll play this one, Ron. Swansea against Napoli. I mean, will they go out there and just have one last hurrah? Will they weaken down again? They weakened down for the FA Cup and came unstuck, didn't they, against Cardiff?
No, I think he'll play
against Everton.
I think he'll try and play. He'll try and play what he would term to be a decent side. But I just think that Napoli with whatever you say about Benitez,
genius.
Yeah, he wants. Guinness. He'll want to do well again in this competition. Then they might qualify for the Champions League, but they're not going to be win the league. That's for sure. And he's know-how, and they're a good side, by the way, Napoli.
Mm.
I think Napoli will beat them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it boils down. By the way, did the mountains they climb you're on about this one? The Vesuvius, is it? Yeah, that's
right. They'll have to do something, Ron and Derek. They haven't done very often this season, this competition. That's win away from home.
Napoli.
They beat IAK, and that's it.
Yeah.
they were poor away from home.
Well, that was in the Champions League, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
It's a bit of a come-down play for Swansea in the Europa League.
Mm.
It boils down to the fact this is Rafa Benitez, a legend in Europe, coming up against Gary Monk, not even a legend in his monastery. I mean, you know... Italian teams in this competition I'm generally prepared to back against because they don't really seem that much to be at it, but I'm pretty certain Benitez will have the Napoli guys at it, and it's Swansea, and we've seen their limitations. And the second half against Everton on Sunday, I've never seen as limp a performance this season. It was just diabolical.
Did anybody ascertain why, what's his name, wasn't playing? Boney?
No idea.
He was on the bench, wasn't he? I presume just resting him.
I don't know if he's... I mean, to send Leroy Leiter on when you're a goal down.
Well, that's it. You know, that's what you're bringing on.
There's a lot of criticism of his team selection, wasn't there? You know, i.e. not taking it seriously enough. But you never know where that direction comes from, I suppose, Ron. If the powers that be say, you know, the league's more important to us than the... Well, the 10th in the league now, you know, 28 points. You know, they should be confident of picking up, you know, maybe three more wins before the end of the season, Swansea. Yeah.
I'm not sure they're capable.
Maybe not.
The 4 points they've got in this last week or so, I'll put them right.
Yeah, Boney was on the bench, yeah. But, yeah.
Obviously, Napoli will win this.
Obviously,
Napoli will win.
Goal scorers, obviously they've got some fine players there, and Higuain is priced up at even money in the betting, which might not be a bad bet. You know, Napoli to win, Higuain to score in the win is priced up at, give me a second, 2-1, which might interest a few people. That's me working it out, so it might be enhanced a little bit by the time match day comes around on Thursday. Thanks, Derek. Thanks,
Cheers,
Ron.
Lads.
We'll speak
Cheers,
to you
boys.
Before the weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.